This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week and also what's the most watched YouTube video. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
All right, so for this week, what do we have for number five?
We've got Ryan Lochte, and anytime this guy's trending, it's never for good stuff. He's a little bit of an airhead, and I love to dog on Ryan Lochte, and he has given me a lot of enjoyment over the years just kind of looking at some of his ridiculous antics. But I think in this situation, I'm kind of siding with the silly swimmer because he was trending because he tweeted out a photo on social media. I think it was on social media, and it was a photo of him getting an intravenous vitamin drip. Because he tweeted that photo out, he was then subsequently banned from professional swimming for 14 months. And everybody, you know, was kind of dogging him because he incriminated himself by putting this photo on social media. But the thing is, it's not even that big of a deal. He was just getting vitamins. It's not like he's doping. It's not like he's getting steroids. Literally getting a vitamin drip. But the issue with the U.S. anti-doping agency was the amount of fluid he received. Professional swimmers are only allowed to have 100 milliliters of fluid in a 12-hour period unless they have some sort of special circumstance. And Lochte's injection was over that allotted volume. It wasn't necessarily what he was putting into his body. That was totally fine. It was just over the 100 milliliters. So it's like, okay, what if I put 105 milliliters of water into my body? I mean, that actually could be, I don't know, whatever. Just a very harmless solution. Like, you got to look at the rule and bend it a little bit. So I do kind of feel for him in this situation, but he's such a loon. You know that he actually trademarked the phrase "yeah," J-E-A-H, like yeah, but like super bro style, yeah? He trademarked that phrase in 2011. I mean, wow. It's unbelievable.
Now, 14 months, it seems pretty harsh, but is that a standard suspension?
Yeah, I think that probably is some sort of a standard thing, and they also probably did it long enough to the point where he gets in a lot of trouble and he knows that what he did was wrong, but he's not going to be excluded from the Olympics in 2 years. The amount of time looks like it'll allow him to still be able to go through Olympic trials and things like that. So shouldn't really impact too much of his swimming career. He'll probably lose some endorsements, sponsorship deals, but yeah, guy's a 12-time Olympic medalist. Hopefully he's going to be back for Tokyo.
Yeah, let's hope he doesn't do anything else that's silly, because I'm sure that 14 months can be extended.
I know. You got to stay out of trouble. I mean, during the Summer Olympics in Rio 2 years ago, he was up in that scandal saying that he was held up at gunpoint in Rio, which actually turned out to be a complete lie. So come on, Ryan, lock it up.
Yeah, absolutely. What do we have for number four?
This is the most adorable trend that we've ever discussed, and it's not even close. It's golden retrievers, and over 360 of them met in Scotland to celebrate the breed's 150th anniversary. They broke the world record for the largest gathering of golden retrievers, and it's awesome. The breed is actually traced back to Lord Tweedmouth's estate back in 1868. They put together a Tweed Water Spaniel and a wavy-coated retriever, which resulted in a golden retriever. And they wanted like a dog that was like, it was good with swimming. It could retrieve the wild fowl that they were hunting. I don't know, but it's exciting. The thing is, you look at the photos of this gathering, and you're like, dude, it's a good way to lose your dog. There's just 361 identical golden retrievers running around. So nobody actually lost their dog, but it's happened a couple times in the past. They did it in 2006 with 188 dogs, 2016 with 222 dogs, but this year, 361. It looked like heaven.
Were there any puppies?
Yeah, there were some puppies, but mostly like full-grown dogs. There was a variety of different sizes and shapes, so maybe that's a better way of telling them apart.
See, I would have put a handkerchief on my dog just to make sure this one's mine, right?
Yeah, some sort of thing to differentiate, I think, is a good play there.
For this week, what's number three?
Number three, we've got Goldfish and Ritz crackers, which is such a bum. They're trending because there might be some salmonella in these products. They're recalling 3 million packages of Goldfish and 16 different varieties of Ritz crackers. So watch out. some of the whey powder they're using in the flavoring mechanism could be contaminated with the salmonella, which is bummed because I freaking love goldfish, and I've actually been having a couple over the past couple days, so knock on wood. But yeah, they said so that there's four varieties of the goldfish. You've got the Flavor Blasted Extra Cheddar, Flavor Blasted Sour Cream and Onion, Goldfish Baked with Whole Grain Extra Cheddar, Goldfish Mix Extra Cheddar, plus pretzel. So I guess the common denominator there is the extra cheddar. So if you're diving into the really strongly flavored products, better watch out. The FDA, though, said they're investigating no product or no evidence that these products are actually contaminated. They're just taking some necessary precautions. So yeah, don't eat Ritz crackers and goldfish for a little bit, I guess.
So has anyone been sick from this or no?
Nobody has been sick. So there's no salmonella just yet. There was some sort of contamination with one of the factories, so they're investigating where it could have led to.
Contamination, salmonella. What happens in these companies? I guess like these places have multiple things going on, because how does salmonella get into whey protein? I don't know. That's so weird. Somebody didn't wash their hands? What happened?
I guess it's the understanding that I have is that so whey is the liquid byproduct when you make cheese and Greek yogurt, and then they turn that whey into powder, which helps with like kind of the texture and the flavoring of the snacks. And then there's some sort of a water, but the water that is mixed with the whey to kind of mix up the concoction, that's where it becomes contaminated in the factory that produces the whey. I don't know. Sounds complicated. But yeah,
it does sound complicated, because I was thinking is if people get sick, that's where they can determine the origin, like, you know, patient zero. But if nobody's sick, how do they know salmonella's there? Like, I guess they're just testing it constantly.
Also, there's some weird trending things on Google. People were cooking with Ritz crackers is a thing. So people were searching, like, Ritz cracker recipes. And the top searches for that in 2018 so far are Ritz chicken, meatloaf recipe with Ritz crackers, and baked cod with Ritz cracker topping. What the heck is that about?
People who really like their crackers. That's what that is.
I guess so. So ridiculous.
So for this week, what's number two?
This is my favorite trend of the week. This is so cool. It's iceberg. This massive 11 million ton iceberg, the height of Big Ben, just parked itself right outside of this fishing village in western Greenland.
Wow.
Just floated there, and now it's just stuck on the bottom of the ocean, and it's just sitting right in front of this fishing village, and it's gorgeous, and it's beautiful, and everybody's stoked on it, but it could potentially be pretty harmful, because as the life cycle of the iceberg progresses, some ice will break off, and it'll start to break apart, and that could be an issue, because it could cause, like, massive waves and destroy some of the buildings there or some of the boats. I guess back a couple years ago, they kind of had a similar iceberg, and it damaged a ton of boats when it broke apart. But I guess there is a full moon coming up, so hopefully the tides will rise to the point where it can lift the iceberg off the ground and continue it moving along. But for now, it's awesome. There's actually a super cool video as well of some ice breaking off of the iceberg and just creating a pretty big splash. It's mesmerizing.
So if it doesn't move naturally, are they going to, like, tugboat it away?
That's a good point. I don't know if they really have a lot of tugboats up there. It's such a remote part of Greenland that I'm not sure. And the thing is, it's so big, 11 million tons. So I think they just got to cross their fingers and hope that it moves along.
You're right. You can't move that. It's just going to have to sit there. This is the iceberg's town now. Nobody else's.
Comes in. My town.
So for this week, what's number one?
Number one, we've got water on Mars. So this one's exciting. And I feel like this kind of stuff like this pops up from time to time. But I think this one is more groundbreaking than previous discoveries. So researchers, they found evidence of an existing body of liquid water, not frozen, liquid water. And they believe that this lake is sitting under the planet's solar ice cap. And it's about 12 miles across, which is pretty big. And it's huge because just in terms of, like, bioastronomy, like, one of the building blocks of sustainable life is the presence of water. It doesn't mean right now that there is any signs of Mars, but just the fact that there is water there is like a pretty big step in terms of like finding extraterrestrial life out there. So they're trying to kind of determine exactly what's going on in this water, but it's underneath the surface. But it was found by the MARSIS, which stands for Mars Advanced Radar for Subsurface and Iconosphere Sounding Instrument, by the European Space Agency's Mars Express spacecraft. So kudos to you guys.
So wait, they use this radar from the spacecraft? Where's the spacecraft at?
It's on Mars. It's been roaming the surface between May 2012 and December 2015.
That's incredible how powerful that radar has to be able to find that. You know, like it's shot down straight downwards and it's like, boom, I found this body of water. That's incredible.
Totally. Pretty insane. I mean, I don't understand it, but there are people out there that do, and I'm glad that they do.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope, you know, maybe my kids or my kids' kids will be able to, you know, go on to Mars on vacation. I think that would be really cool.
I agree. I would love to do that as well.
For this week, what's the most watched YouTube video?
It's incredible. Gave me absolute chills watching this. It's such a powerful video. I'm fired up. Everybody's got to watch it. It is called Amazing Choir Earns Golden Buzzer from Olivia Munn on America's Got Talent. So kind of a complicated name. Oh, it's the Angel City Chorale. But essentially, the Angel City Chorale went on America's Got Talent. And it is just nuts. There's 145 people in this choir, and they really push the fact that there's just a ton of diversity there. And the person that actually created this, talking about why she created this chorale, just to have a place that people from all different walks of life and different backgrounds can come and create this incredible music. It's got 1.5 million views, and, you know, not the biggest video we've ever talked about here in terms of view potential, but, I mean, the video, it's so good. They're singing this song called Baba Yeto, which is Swahili for Our Father. And you actually might know, it was the theme song for a 2005 video game called Civilization IV. I've never played it. I don't know. But man, it's awesome. It's so good. I'm fired up.
I really liked it. And I didn't know it was Swahili until I read in the comments. Somebody was like, oh my God, that's awesome. They're all singing in Swahili. And I was like, oh, neat.
Just the coordination of 145 people producing some sort of like very specific sound is, you know, mind-blowing in itself.
No, absolutely. I think it taking 140 some people is going to be really hard to coordinate, and everybody in there did wonderfully. And one of the things I noticed when watching the video is only, I think, one person was wearing a mic. The rest of it was just their voices were carrying in the studio. And I thought that was awesome.
That is a very astute observation. Yeah, that is lovely. No need for mic, just the power of the voice.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for coming on. I appreciate you being here, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. Talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.